Let's turn in God's words to the first epistle of John, and chapter 5. 1 John, and chapter 5. John chapter 5, and I'd like to read a couple of verses from verse 14 and then into 15. First John chapter 5 and verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of verses here John dedicates to prayer. I've been preaching through 1 John on these Wednesday evenings for quite some time, and although I've read it many times, 1 John is an incredibly rich book dealing with all manner of issues, and here he deals with prayer, just a couple of verses, and yet there's much in them. He describes the confidence the people of God have when they come in prayer, and shortly we'll be coming in prayer again. We can be confident, we can be assured, not timorous, not doubting, not without faith, but confident. And we can be confident in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Some people have a view of prayer that it is a list of wants and desires that we rattle off, and because God loves us, he will then spend the remainder of that evening or that week going about fulfilling them. And anybody who has that view of prayer, well, for a start, hasn't read these two verses. But such a one is likely to be disappointed by the result, and therefore they're likely to be disappointed by God. And if ever you're disappointed by God, you've never really understood him. Mm-hmm. You've never understood yourself, and you've never really understood your relationship to him. He is not our servant. Mm-hmm. Come on. We are his.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is for him to tell us what to do, not our role to offer him instruction. And yet, John makes it clear that we can bring our petitions to him. Mm-hmm. We can bring him our requests. We can bring him our desires. And yet, if we want to know that he hears us, we need to ask according to his will. As I was thinking about this, I know some of you have grandchildren, or you have children, or perhaps you just have children you know and they're dear to you. But what if that child asked you for £100? And you do love them, and they know that you love them, and they want £100. Of course, you might just decide to hand over the cash. I think the people in this room might be a little wiser than to do that. You might want to ask what it's for. If they say, well, we're going to the slot machines in Blackpool, you might well choose not to give the £100. If they say, well, we thought about throwing it into the sea, you might choose not to give the £100. If it's, well, I'm being blackmailed by a drug dealer, you might choose not to give it. In other words, just because you love them doesn't mean you give them everything they want. Mm. Often, that love will be tempered by wisdom, and you'll say no. And it might be that later on in life, when they are parents, themselves, that they understand why you said no. A loving parent will know how to pronounce no, and the children will know what that word sounds like.
Amen.
We need to pray to God according to his will. That means we don't ask for things which are simply things that we enjoy and that we like, gratifications of the flesh. Mm-hmm. But rather we ask that which he desires, that which will bring him the glory. Those last few choruses we sang were really, I think, describing the kind of intimacy that the Christian has or ought to have with the Lord.
Yeah.
There are some married couples who are so close, they know exactly what their partner wants for breakfast or wants from the menu when they go away. They just know them so well. You may or may not be such a couple. But the closer we get to the Lord, and the more we read his words, the more we understand what he wants and what he desires, and therefore, what he desires is what we desire. Mm. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when we gather for prayer, we're not praying for a new this or a new that. And of course, you might not want to do that in front of other people. You save that for your own prayer time. But even in your own prayer time, we pray for that which will bring him the glory.
Hallelujah.
If we ask anything according to his will, how do we find his will? Well, you know, the Lord laid it on my heart. The Lord does lay things on our heart, but too many times I've heard that phrase used as a code for, this is what I want. And because it came into my head, well, it must be from God. Well, we know from his word what he desires. He desires that people be saved. He desires that people grow in faith. He desires that the gospel be proclaimed. He desires that the church will grow. He desires that we help those in need. We need to pray according to his will and knowing confidently that we are heard.
Amen.
We are, with respect, an insignificant people, and we are tonight in an insignificant place. People 5 miles away haven't heard of it. How on earth could the great God, the Lord of glory, possibly have heard of where we are and take any notice of what is said here? Well, he does, because we can be confident of it, because his word tells us that. Right. And there is an awesome responsibility here. Because after the next song, when we pray and we bring those petitions, we have the attention of the King of Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Can you remember being at school? And perhaps you had your hand up to answer a question. And the teacher looks at you and goes, yes, and the room goes quiet. And the people in front of you turn round. They're all waiting to hear. And you think, I hope I don't make a fool of myself. Those days, of course, for us are long gone. And of course, God is more merciful to us than our classmates at school. And yet we need to, when we open our mouths to pray collectively, understand that we are being heard by the very King of Heaven.
Hallelujah.
And we ought not to speak glibly or carelessly. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him.
Hallelujah.
We don't ask things of him thinking that, well, I've asked and therefore he will grant because I'm so very important. No, we ask because we know it's according to his will and it will bring him the glory. Therefore, O Lord, hear our prayer. Therefore, O Lord, be pleased to act. Therefore, O Lord, be pleased to receive our petition and respond to it for your name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.